This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of bone marrow from the basic science section on orthobullets.com. Bone marrow is the gelatinous tissue found in the inner spaces of bone that contains progenitor cells and stromal cells. Again, bone marrow is the gelatinous tissue found in the inner spaces of bone that contains progenitor cells and stromal cells. As far as types of bone marrow, there's red marrow and yellow marrow. Red marrow is a hematopoietic tissue that's composed of 40% water, 40% fat, and 20% protein. Yellow marrow is a fatty tissue that's composed of 15% water, 80% fat, and 5% protein. As far as the function of bone marrow, it has the primary function of hematopoiesis. Again, the primary function of bone marrow is hematopoiesis. And keep in mind that it also controls the inner diameter of bone. Now let's talk about red bone marrow and yellow bone marrow in a bit more detail. We'll talk about the location of each of these types of marrow, as well as the function of each of these types of marrow. Red bone marrow is most commonly found in flat bones, for example, the ribs, ilium, sternum, vertebra, and skull. It's also found in the epiphysis/metaphysis of long bones in children only. As far as the function of red bone marrow, it contains mesenchymal stem cells and hematopoietic stem cells. Again, red bone marrow contains mesenchymal stem cells and hematopoietic stem cells. Keep in mind that red marrow slowly changes to yellow marrow with age. Moving on to yellow bone marrow, it's most commonly found in the diaphysis or shaft of long bones, for example, the femur, humerus, and tibia. As far as the function of yellow bone marrow, it contains mostly fat cells. Again, yellow bone marrow contains mostly fat cells. Keep in mind that yellow bone marrow may revert to red bone marrow if there's an increased demand for red blood cells, for example, in the setting of trauma. Now, let's briefly talk about bone marrow examination. Specifically, we'll talk about bone biopsy. With respect to the location for a bone biopsy, it can be done in the anterior or posterior iliac crest, the sternum, and/or tibia. Indications for a bone marrow biopsy include malignancies, which is the most common, and infection. Examples of types of malignancies that would require a bone marrow biopsy include multiple myeloma, lymphoma, leukemia, and metastatic disease. With respect to infections that would be indicated for a bone marrow biopsy, tuberculosis is a specific infection that would require this type of bone marrow examination. However, this is extremely rare. As far as the technique for a bone marrow biopsy, you can do a needle/trocar biopsy or an open surgical biopsy. Finally, let's finish this review session talking about clinical aspects of cell therapy, specifically the applications in orthopedic surgery for a bone marrow aspirate, which include fracture union/non-union, osteonecrosis, and mesenchymal tissue engineering, for example, bone, ligaments, and cartilage. That's all for this review about bone marrow. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.